AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Massive wildfires roaring through the Los Angeles area have left neighborhoods in ruins. Haya Panjwani has the latest.
The Pacific Palisades fire is the most destructive in Los Angeles history. Fierce wildfires fueled by powerful Santa Ana winds. Residents are fleeing from burning homes through flames, ferocious winds, and towering clouds of smoke. Actor Steve Guttenberg told Sky News what evacuations looked like in Manhattan Beach.
There were people in wheelchairs trying to get out who didn't have time to put their foot rests on. And we had to figure out how to pop a wheelie with these wheelchairs. There were little kids. There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
Thousands of firefighters were battling at least three separate blazes. LA Fire Chief says at least two people were killed and over 1,000 structures have been destroyed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
An area from Texas to Tennessee bracing for another winter storm. Peter Mullinax at the National Weather Service says more than 23 million people are under winter storm watches.
As much as 3 to 6 inches of snow with localized amounts, perhaps approaching 8 inches. And this will likely lead to disruptive travel conditions.
The Justice Department says it will release special counsel Jack Smith's findings on Donald Trump's efforts to undo the results of the 2020 presidential election, but it's keeping the rest of his report under wraps for now. That from a filing to a federal appeals court, as changes remain pending against two co-defendants in the Florida classified documents case. Meantime, the president-elect's asking the Supreme Court to call off Friday's sentencing in his hush money case in New York. And Israel's military says troops have recovered the body of a hostage from Gaza and are examining a second body to see if it's another hostage. 100 or so remain from Hamas's October 7th raids. This is AP News. Minutes of the Federal Reserve's December meeting show policymakers expecting to slow the pace of interest rate cuts in the face of persistent inflation, potential tariffs, and other Trump policy changes. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street after an uneven day of trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Wednesday. The index stumbled 1.1% a day earlier after some stronger-than-expected reports in the economy got investors worried that inflation might stick around for a while. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 106 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. eBay jumped 9.9%. The online auctioneer is starting a collaboration with Meta Platforms that will have some of eBay's listings appear on Facebook Marketplace. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.68%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.